She did not understand. She was making him feel worse, not better. If Voldemort finds out I'm here...
But why should he?
Asked Mrs. Weasley.
There are a dozen places you might be now, Harry, said Mr. Weasley. He's got no way of knowing which safe house you're in.
It's not me I'm worried for, said Harry.
We know that, said Mr. Weasley quietly. But it would make our efforts tonight seem rather pointless if you left.
You're not going anywhere, growled Hagrid. Blimey, Harry, after all we went through to get you here.
Yeah, what about my bleeding ear? Said George, hoisting himself up on his cushions. I know that.
Mad-Eye wouldn't want...
I know, Harry bellowed. He felt beleaguered and blackmailed. Did they think he did not know what they had done for him? Didn't they understand that it was for precisely that reason that he wanted to go now, before they had to suffer any more on his behalf? There was a long and awkward silence in which his scar continued to prickle and throb, and which was broken at last by Mrs. Weasley.
"Where's Hedwig, Harry?"
she said coaxingly.
"We can put her up with Pigwidgeon and give her something to eat."
His insides clenched like a fist. He could not tell her the truth. He drank the last of his fire whiskey to avoid answering.
"Wait till it gets out. You did it again, Harry," said Hagrid. "Escaped him. Fought him off when he was right on top of you."
"It wasn't me," said Harry flatly. "It was my wand. My wand acted of its own accord." After a few moments, Hermione said gently,
"But that's impossible, Harry. You mean that you did magic without meaning to. You reacted instinctively."
"No," said Harry. "The bike was falling. I couldn't have told you where Voldemort was, but my wand spun in my hand and found him and shot a spell at him, and it wasn't even a spell I recognized. I've never made gold flames appear before."
"Often," said Mr. Weasley, "when you're in a pressured situation, you can produce magic you never dreamed of. Small children often find before they're trained."
"It wasn't like that," said Harry through gritted teeth. His scar was burning. He felt angry and frustrated. He hated the idea that they were all imagining him to have power to match Voldemort's. No one said anything. He knew that they did not believe him. Now that he came to think of it, he had never heard of a wand performing magic on its own before. His scar seared with pain. It was all he could do not to moan aloud. Muttering about fresh air, he set down his glass and left the room. As he crossed the dark yard, the great skeletal thestral looked up, rustled its enormous bat-like wings, then resumed its grazing. Harry stopped at the gate into the garden, staring out at its overgrown plants, rubbing his pounding forehead and thinking of Dumbledore.